Villagers in the southern Sudanese town of Akobo are celebrating today. In 2 weeks, residents of Akobo have voluntarily relinquished to authorities some 1,300 weapons out of 1,500 believed to be in the county. Akobo is the first village in southern Sudan to participate in a voluntary disarmament program. The handover of the weapons comes in stark contrast to a forced disarmament earlier this spring. The Sudan People's Liberation Army, SPLA, which came to power in the south after the signing of a peace deal that ended Sudan's civil war, was given the task of collecting weapons in the south, but faced violent reprisals from southerners who did not want to give up their arms. Southerners said they needed the weapons to protect themselves from neighboring rivals. Small villages often compete violently for resources like cattle and water. Hundreds of SPLA soldiers and villagers died in clashes that shook parts of southern Sudan when the SPLA attempted to forcibly collect weapons. In the aftermath of the violence, local leaders like Doyak Shoal, the commissioner of Akobo County, began to think that a voluntary program might have more success than forced disarmament. Shoal was proven correct, as the vast majority of weapons in Akobo were turned into authorities in late July and early August.
This day, it is a meaningful day to Akobo County because we have carried out peaceful disarmament without casualty. We thought to not wait for SPLA for us to come and make disarmament. Akobo has been a place of a lot of problems. Even the humanitarian organizations actually are not willing to come because of these problems. This day will be declaring to non-governmental organizations, international and indigenous, that Akobo from today is a peaceful county.
The commissioner told VOA he hopes that an end to localized violence will allow the war-torn region to develop the infrastructure it desperately needs. At the moment, Akobo lacks schools, and though it has a hospital, the county has no doctors. The intertribal clashes, mainly over resources like cattle and water, have gone on for decades, but the presence of weapons made those clashes far more deadly. Following the disarmament, there will still be challenges. Those who have handed in their weapons are members of the Lo Nuer tribe. The Lo Nuer have had a deadly relationship with the neighboring Morlaix tribe, who often conduct attacks on their neighbors, stealing cattle and burning homes. It was a leap of faith for young men and boys in Akobo to relinquish their guns while the Morlaix still have their weapons. Commissioner Shoal says another attack by the Morlaix is preying on the minds of people here.
Our people are worried because the Morlaix. The Morlaix is not disarmed. Mm-hmm. Our people are very panicked. The Morlaix
must be disarmed.
Attacks on the Lo by the Morlaix continued this spring, with some 150 Lo reported to have been killed in raids on their villages. David Lockhead of the United Nations Disarmament, Demobilization, and Reintegration Unit worked closely with local authorities to aid the disarmament. Lockhead says there were serious doubts that voluntary disarmament would be successful.
There was actually an increase in violence before the disarmament in anticipation of it, because people were actually carrying out blood feuds and revenge attacks for other killings that had taken place in the past. And so they knew they were going to be disarmed one way or another, and so the violence actually escalated immediately before, but now the violence has completely stopped. There hasn't been any killings since the disarmament took place.
It is now critical for Akobo to build its police force to prevent attacks by those militias that have refused to disarm. Lockhead told VOA that local police have had little, if any, training. That and a lack of basic supplies like uniforms often makes it appear as if the police are simply civilians with guns. Despite the difficulties that lie ahead, those in Akobo hope that their example will persuade other southerners to lay down their weapons too. Noelle King for VOA News, Akobo, Sudan.